Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast and a happy Tuesday. Happy Met Gala recap day. Hello, yeah. Jax. How are you feeling? We have a very daunting task ahead of us.
I am feeling up to the challenge, but a little overwhelmed because there are so many things, so many thoughts that I have, like so many things that I want to say. To recap the Met Gala, it really consumed my night last night because you were occupied. So I was like having to like check to make sure like Kim didn't step out onto the carpet yet. Mm-hmm. And I wound up like consuming the entire evening, which, you know, there are better ways to spend an evening.
No, like it was so interesting. I feel like I've never been more excited for a Met Gala in my life. And maybe that's why I just felt like slightly let down by, first of all, so much of the fashion was an atrocity and like nobody good was there. Like it was, did it feel like the most lackluster, like D-list event? Like Rihanna showed up at the end and left. She just walked the carpet and went back to her hotel.
Oh, really?
I saw Pete Davidson. It was still bright out. He got out of his car and back to the hotel. Like people didn't stay for the party.
They didn't even go inside.
I don't think Rihanna went inside. I think Pete Davidson went inside, but like didn't stay very long.
So interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So much about the fashion, which just, it really felt like watching the Hunger Games and like these are the people in the Capitol who like are like effie.
Totally.
And just like so out of touch. But also the guest list, like the people who weren't there, who obviously were invited because they've been before, the people who weren't there, who were clearly not invited, and the people who were invited, like yeah. The first timers. So much to discuss.
So much to discuss. And I want to give a brief disclaimer before we dive in, because I'm going to talk shit about people's fashion. Mm-hmm. And I just need a reminder, like, this is not an affront to them, a personal attack on them in any way. Like, Joan Rivers said it best. Like, you're making $25 million a picture. I'm allowed to make fun of your dress. So just, if you're sensitive and you think it's mean to make fun of people's clothes, stay the fuck away from me. I'm so excited to get into it. Also, really, really quickly, I watched LuLaRoe.
Okay, I saw your stories and I was feeling so influenced. So last night I turned it on and I watched 5 minutes, but I was mentally checked out because I didn't get to take my daily nap yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I'm turning this off. I'm going to sleep. I'll watch it tomorrow.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but I do want to let you know, like, I didn't really feel like it was worth my time. It was so good in the beginning. And they just kept saying, like, and then it happened, and then. And there was just, like, building up to this moment.
Did you finish it?
Yeah. And, like, what happened, basically, is, like, they became a pyramid scheme. And the documentary also did not do an amazing job of describing what's different, what makes an MLM legal, but a pyramid scheme illegal.
A pyramid scheme is illegal.
Yes.
Okay.
And so what makes it illegal is this little detail that's actually really, really important, where like your business cannot be reliant on making money by bringing other people into the company. Mm. Like, so basically at the end of LuLaRoe, people were making millions of dollars and they weren't selling one pair of ugly leggings. Like they were just recruiting people. That's a pyramid scheme. And that's why it was so not sustainable. They reached 100,000 recruiters, like people all over the, and then people couldn't sell anything. There was like 5 LuLaRoe girls in their neighborhood and they were like trying to have parties to sell dresses. And like there were other women in the neighborhood who had already sold it. So it's not sustainable at that point. But like, I just didn't really feel like it was that crazy of a story. Like I was like, maybe I'm just desensitized because like documentaries are constantly like fucking crazy. But like nothing crazy happened. Like, it was an MLM, like it was a pyramid scheme. And the one interesting thing I thought was like, so they said like over way more. Like I think less than 1% of recruiters were making a lot of money. And they had one of these girls who was the third recruiter at LuLaRoe. They had her on the documentary and you could tell she had this like, and she's left the company because she just didn't agree with like their principles, but she was still making like six figures when she left. She she just like felt so guilty because like they were like juxtaposing her story with like people who literally had to claim bankruptcy from going into LuLaRoe. And like she's just one of these people. And that's how pyramid schemes work. Like there's a select people who it's formulated to work for. And she was the third employee there, so she was one of them. And then you cut to two other people who, like, it literally destroyed their lives. They both got divorced. Like, it ruined their lives. So that was, like, interesting. But I just didn't think it was, like, that good.
Okay.
As a documentary. But okay. LuLaRoe is still in business. That's what's crazy.
I have to watch. Yeah. I have to understand because I don't understand.
No, and honestly, I don't know if you'll...
But, like, I watched the first 5 minutes and just the fact that these two founders... have 14 kids because they have a blended family and they've adopted a lot of children. And then two of their kids are actually married in a non-weird
way. One of the adopted kids married one of the kids from a former marriage. So they're literally
they were never
not,
in the house at the same time. Like they never were raised as brother and sister. I'm sure like when they met.
It's weird.
It's weird, but it's also kind of cute.
No, it's so disgusting and weird. Like you're a freak.
I thought it was cute.
No, and then it got me thinking like about Clueless. Obviously, and I just feel like that movie would have been just as good if Paul Rudd was like, you know, the dad's legal aide or something. Like, why did he have to be the brother?
Right.
It's just unnecessary.
Like, if you can stomach Clueless, then this LuLaRoe story is a love story.
It's not.
I just thought it was like cute and so interesting them as people. I didn't get 5 minutes in. But just the fact that they had this huge family, I just thought was really interesting. But I guess they're trying to set us up because everybody in the family works for the company. Right?
Yes, and it all comes crumbling down. And, like, the snitch is her nephew, which is, like, really... He sits in the documentary, but then it turns out he was running his own Ponzi scheme. Like, it's twisted.
Oh, my God. Theo would never snitch. He's the most amazing nephew.
No, and honestly, the nephew disrespect was out of control.
Do you think it's going to, like, trigger
me? Yeah, no, as an antifile yourself, I don't know if you could watch it. I'm telling you, like, it wasn't that good.
And so you're saying that the nephew betrayed his auntie?
Yeah, even though the auntie deserved it.
This is a tragic story for me.
Yeah. I just, honestly, like, I didn't think it was that good of a documentary. Like, now I know the story of LuLaRoe. It is interesting. At one point, they were doing $1 billion in sales. And they had these, like, conventions. Kelly Clarkson performed. Katy Perry performed. And Mario Lopez was the first one to perform because they didn't have enough money. And that he would do it for, like, low budget. And they said he literally blew up their business. Because think of who's selling MLM products. People, women who used to love Saved by the Bell.
Right.
So literally they had one event. Everyone got a picture with Mario Lopez. And it, literally the brand boosted sales like 10x that year.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Also, so, noticeably, Kelly Clarkson was not at the Met Gala. I don't know if she's ever been
disgusting.
To the Met Gala. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Like, I'm really fucking sick of the Kelly Clarkson slander.
It's disgusting. Like,
no, I imagine that, like, Adam Wintour, like, looks down on Kelly Clarkson.
But no, I feel like I don't even know if a designer's ever put her name forward.
It's true.
And it's sick.
No, she's literally American. She's in the homes of millions of Americans.
She's an American idol.
She's The Voice. She's a touring residency. She's a queen. And you're
we
right.
We don't have to defend Kelly Tiana.
No, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Except in the documentary, there was this guy. He was like this guy who worked in customer service. And he had some crazy stories. But he was also like gassing up the documentary like producer like with his stories. And he was talking about Kelly Clarkson. And he was like, honestly, I can't listen to Kelly Clarkson anymore. Like, I'm scarred. And it's so sad because like since you've been gone, it's one of my favorite songs. And I'm like, it's not Kelly's fault that LuLaRoe scammed millions of Americans.
When will people take accountability?
No, totally. Like, it was moronic.
No, no, I didn't do something that I shouldn't have done. Kelly did it to me.
Right. I guess Kelly was the last one to perform and they were already in these lawsuits. So like money that should have been paid out in settlements did go to Kelly Clarkson. But like, how the fuck does Kelly Clarkson
is a working woman.
You know, and what? Kelly Clarkson's what's supposed to trace the money. A brand paid her and she performed. It was moronic. Like, it was just, it is actually crazy though. And that's what I was saying yesterday. Like, it's probably in the history of America, I don't know this for a fact, like the fastest growing brand. Like they said they were doing 25% growth every month. Like crazy, crazy, crazy. And when you see the product, like you will die. It's literally like leggings from Amazon. Like, they're so ugly. These patterns that are so chuggy. It's the chuggiest brand.
No, and it's all like, they did. I saw some of it. It's not even chuggy. Like, it's for clowns.
It's clown maxi skirts and leggings. That's all they made. Like, and you just couldn't believe, like, wow, this company's having so much growth. And then you see what they're selling and it makes no sense.
Interesting.
But then when you think of like 2013, like, you know,
oh, this
women,
is 2013.
Yeah, and you know
and
what?
And like leggings were becoming pants.
No, it makes total sense, especially because like now we're all aware of MLMs. Like, you really can't have a successful MLM like that big because you're limited into the people who will work for you because we're all woke on what's going on in MLMs. But in 2013, there were no documentaries. There were no TikTok accounts exposing MLMs. Like, oh, I can be a mom and work from home and make more money than my husband?
And also, that formula is something that's been done, especially like among women for a while. We talked about Mary Kay yesterday, mm-hmm. but like even Tupperware parties.
Yeah, that's what it was in the documentary.
Also, like in the book that I read, which one was it? Husband's Secret, where, you know, Celia is very big on, like, she's so successful selling Tupperware and like it's good for her.
Right.
There was nothing nefarious.
Right. No nefariousness.
No. And like, I think the Tupperware really helped a lot of women. Mm-hmm. It made me want to step up my Tupperware game because I never have the right Tupperware
never.
For the leftover. But Olivia sent me home with so many leftovers from Rosh Hashanah. I literally just sold out of Tupperwares.
The best part of going to Olivia's house is not even the leftovers. It's the Tupperware
How
that comes in it.
How much Tupperware does she have?
I don't know, because she just gives it away.
I think she sells Tupperware. Because she has so much.
You're 100% right.
She should. I would buy it from her.
Me too. Okay, so I just wanted to get into the La Rue recap because it occupied most of my day.
Okay, cool. And the whole show, we're really going to be talking about the Met Gala. Like, yeah. Pretty much every story is Met Gala adjacent. So, if you're not interested in the Met Gala, at least we talked about LuLaRue.
Yeah. We do what we can for the people.
Other than that, pretty uneventful day. Continued my documentary, Rick Burns, New York. I'm getting into like 1900, you know, a panic of 1873, Tammany Hall. I never understood what Tammany Hall was, Boss Tweed, but now I get it. It's crazy. Like, when you care, things start to make sense.
Like, literally, you're not even speaking English to me. Like,
you've never heard of Tammany Hall?
I've heard of Tamron Hall. Love her. Iconic television host.
Anyways, so that's been going well.
Cool.
And that's that on that. I think without further ado.
Me too. Like, let's address the elephant in the room, you know?
Yes. It is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode of the Morning Toast is brought to you by Stamps.com. Are you still going to the post office and paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. They are bringing the services of USPS and UPS right to your door, and it's a must-have for any business. Whether you're a small office sending out invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop shipping out orders, or you're just navigating the hybrid work life, Stamps.com can handle this all with ease. Over a million businesses choose Stamps.com for their mailing and shipping. Use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send, and you'll get special discounts with Stamps.com, like 40% off post office rates and 66% off UPS shipping rates. It's a no-brainer, saves you time and money, so stop wasting your time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with promo code TOAST, you get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts required. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TOAST. That's Stamps.com, promo code TOAST. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Thank you, Claudia. So for the Met Gala recap, here's how it's going to go down. Mm-hmm. We have an article of all of the looks, must-see looks that you need to see. And if you guys want to scroll along with us, we're going to post it to our Instagram story after the episode. So you can just pull that up and you can see the pictures. And we'll go pretty much in order. There's 166 here, so we'll be skipping over, you know,
irrelevant people,
for lack of a kinder term. And then Claudia and I are going to share our top picks. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much have mine, but I also feel like our conversation might influence
me too,
how I feel about stuff, because I need to talk it all through.
So let's just dive in.
Okay, first up, we have Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. They came very late to the red carpet. She is wearing a high neck wrap number with more than 260 carats of diamonds by Bulgari and Thelma West, and he's wearing a blanket. And
they're both wearing blankets.
And this was like their first time stepping out as a couple.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, maybe my bar for Rihanna is so incredibly high because honestly, 2018 Met Gala, Heavenly Bodies, where everyone was influenced by like the Pope, like Rihanna showed up literally looking like the Pope. That set the bar for fashion so high for every Met Gala until eternity. And that's why I feel like the two Met Galas since then, I've just felt so incredibly let down.
Oh, I don't even think that one is the one that, like, her bar is so high, but it's also like the yellow dress, the red dress. There are like...
Oh, I'm saying for the Met Gala in general. Like, I think that
think
year,
that
Heavenly
look,
Bodies.
And you think that particular look
no,
was...
No, Heavenly Bodies, like that theme that year.
Okay.
So I feel like everything since then, I'm just like Met, even like camp, like I just... Didn't feel
Camp
like
was a clown show.
Yeah, like, so I just
we got some good looks out of it and some iconic moments, but like it was clowns on the red carpet.
I just felt like nobody understood the assignment, you know,
tonight.
Honestly, ever since Comme des Garçons, like, I feel like nobody understands the assignment.
Okay, this assignment was in America, a lexicon of fashion. So it's like a celebration of American fashion. And at first when I heard it, like, of course, I'm like, okay, so you're going to wear the flag.
Lady Liberty. Where's Lady Liberty?
Like, you're going to wear American flag, like, wrapped around your shoulders. Right. Like, what other way is there to go?
Yeah, we're very literal.
Right. But then I was starting to realize, like, no, you could, you know, reference a period in history. You could reference an iconic look. You could reference an iconic person.
So, honestly, when I was watching the red carpet, I didn't think one person nailed, like, the American theme at all. But then, like, on TikTok, people were breaking down, like, which looks, you know, Billie Eilish was referencing and Kaya Gerber. And so I get it now, but, like, I don't know. I felt like it should have been slightly more obvious.
It should be slightly more obvious, but it's not.
Not, like, overt, but,
so
like...
So now my criteria for, like, liking a look is, like, okay, I need to like it upon first seeing it, even if I don't understand the reference. And then I need to be hit with a reference that makes me understand how it applies to the theme.
So for... Rihanna, like, I didn't like the look. Like, they both looked silly.
I agree. I didn't like the look. Maybe in a few years, I'll be eating my words.
Yeah.
Next, we have Jennifer Lopez, who's wearing Ralph Lauren, like a total Yellowstone look, you know, rancher couture.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I thought she nailed the reference.
Nailed the reference, not the look.
Yeah, like, people loved it. And I just thought, first of all, I don't think the outfit did anything for her. Like, that shawl made her look kind of broad, like, when she's literally like this... svelte, sexy, like, I don't feel like it showed off her body in a great way.
Yeah, I hated the hat.
Me too. Like, it's so Coachella.
Give it back to Kyle Richards. Take it off. I think if she wasn't wearing the hat, I would like the look more. And also, like, the fur
stole
collar. It's a lot, but, like, it's extra.
No, I have to say, I think, like, of all the looks, I loved her reference to the theme most. And for that, she gets a lot of credit.
Well, because that is one very clear way to go with this theme. You know, I think a lot of the men referenced, like, cowboys. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the few women, or maybe only one, who did it in a that female way. And so I'm glad someone did it. I would have done it a little bit differently.
Yeah, I give this like a 6 out of 10. It's good.
She should have taken her hat off and thrown it.
Yes, I'd love like a skit on the carpet.
Yes. Okay, next we have probably one of the most controversial looks of the evening. Kim Kardashian in Balenciaga, covered from head to toe.
There's a lot to unpack here, because I think a lot of people are wondering, like, is Kanye involved in this? Like, should we like it? Is Kanye involved? Or we don't like it? Is, you know, like...
Okay, here's where... what we know about Kanye. First of all, the person she was with on the carpet and with all night, who was in a matching look, was not Kanye.
No, it was the designer for Balenciaga.
Kanye is now following Kim on Instagram again.
And he's only following people who have black profile pictures, which Kim has, which lets me know that they are in the same team.
They're in the same team. So this is a Kanye approved look, which I think we all knew from seeing it, because he's been wearing this, she's been wearing
the masks.
And I love Kim so much. So, so dearly.
Mm-hmm. I know this is paining you.
I just don't get it.
Okay. So I saw a TikTok.
Okay.
That, I don't know if this was what Kim meant, but I thought it was such a brilliant interpretation of this look.
And I saw what Morgan Stewart said, and I love Morgan Stewart.
Okay. Morgan Stewart, she had explained it to me, and I posted it on my story, and honestly, like, I think that was just, like, fashion hogwash. Like, I didn't, you know, like, it's ugly. Like, let's be real. But somebody made a TikTok. Are you okay?
That's just so funny.
What's the word? Hogwash?
It was perfect.
Hogwash.
It was perfect.
Okay, thanks. Somebody made a TikTok explaining how they interpreted it. And Jackie, I'm telling you, it changed the whole look for me.
Tell me.
So literally, Kim is showing nothing here but her silhouette, which has had such an influence on American fashion. Like, how literally the world dresses, how, like, literally you can't deny Kim's body and the influence of Kim's body on American fashion, like, and on everyday people. Like, so this person interpreted it as, like, the only thing showing off here is her body, her silhouette, and that's the America. Like, her body is America. That's what someone said.
Okay, if that's true.
I thought it was a good interpretation.
I would really like that. My only thing is, like, Kanye's been wearing this look for a few months. Like, what's with covered face? And why couldn't she just have worn, then, like, a literal cat suit?
Yeah.
And why couldn't we see that beautiful face?
No, like, the face covering was, like, why? You're so obsessed with glam. And the ponytail sticking out of the face mask was giving me Seabiscuit vibes. Like, it looked like a horse's tail.
Yeah.
Like, coming out of the butthole. It was just really bizarre. And, like, I'm sure it was warm because it was thunderstorming last night. So it was, like, humid. Like, I'm sure she was just dying in there. And I know she does it for the fashion, but, like, I don't know, like, we're talking about it. So,
no,
like,
everybody's talking about it. But every time Kim wears something that we don't understand, literally in 2 years, like, a watered down version is on Revolve.
Yeah.
What is the watered down Revolve version of this?
I have no idea. Like, that's none.
So I want to, like, reserve judgment, because, you know, Kanye is a genius and they usually are ahead of their time. I'm just not seeing it yet.
No, and I'm not going to lie. Like, I was let down because, like, of course, I was waiting for Kim. Like, Kim was probably the most famous person there. Like, Kylie didn't come. I was waiting for Kim.
Yeah.
Where was Kim?
And I also think, like, I like your theory. I feel like there are other ways to just be her body.
I know.
Because also, like, there was a lot of drapery here. Not that much body. You know, it's not, like, the arms were, like, sort of, like, they're balloon arms. Like, they're not
a long train.
It's not skin tight. So, like, if it was just a body, like,
I know.
It's something. You're giving me something. It's something. Next, we have Gabrielle Union, who is wearing Iris Van Herpen.
Pretty. Like, nothing crazy, but very pretty.
Yeah.
And I saw on TikTok who she was referencing, and I can't remember who, but it was, like, a good reference.
It was a good reference. Yeah. Have you seen the reference picture before? Like, did...
No.
Okay. So...
But I'm not into early, you know, 60s fashion, like...
Okay. Okay, fine. Next, we have Kacey Musgraves, who's wearing all Ralph Lauren,
And it's disgraceful.
And she's heavily disappointing everyone.
I don't know how you go from her Moschino Barbie moment last year to this. Like, a turtleneck. She looks like she sells LuLaRoe. Like, it's so... She's wearing, like, rain boots, a...
Riding boots.
Okay, riding boots, a skirt where the slit looks like it's not even hemmed, like it's unfinished, a belt that literally a receptionist wore in the early 80s, and a turtleneck from Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
And, like, the hair is giving me nothing. This whole thing is giving me absolutely nothing.
It's honestly, like, not even nice enough for the Met Gala.
Yeah, no, it's not even that it's not on theme or it's not nice enough. It's actually ugly. It's bad style, and that's coming from me, okay? Yeah.
No, and it's, like, not fancy. I'm sure there's, like, a reference somewhere that's doing something, but, like...
No, she's, like, an American Horse Girl, I think.
No, this is not American Horse Girl.
It's Ralph Lauren. He's so horsey.
He's so horsey, but, like, this isn't horsey to me, even.
I think it was intended to be horsey.
Well, the horses are insulted.
And they're quaking.
I think the horses should be extremely insulted after last night.
Oh, 100%.
Like, the way that some people interpreted their contribution to this country. No. I think this country should be insulted after last night.
I agree. No, this Kacey Musgraves look is very hard for me to digest, especially because she's now 0 for 2 this week. Like, she did not...
You know, her VMA look would have been cute on this carpet.
Yes.
Instead, Dixie D'Amelio was wearing it.
Yes. And honestly, I thought Dixie D'Amelio looked great, even though, like, the headpiece was a bizarre choice. I thought she looked unbelievably cute, and I'm sure she just wore what she was told.
Yes.
And I was really proud of her.
I thought she looked so cute. I'm sure she's, like, going to get so much hate now, like, that we have, a window into the mind of Dixie. Like, I'm just like, I hope it's okay.
Did you see her after party look?
No. Did she just take the headpiece off?
No, she had a whole other dress, and it was fucking sick.
Oh, my God. I need to see it. But, like, I'm sure inside she probably took off her headpiece. Yeah. Then she's wearing, like, the white gloves and the black mini dress, and her makeup was very, like, Twiggy.
Twiggy. It was very American, the look.
Well, Twiggy is, like, not an American icon, but I would also say Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
So... Then she's just like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
She's cute.
Where's Breakfast at Tiffany's? Why didn't anyone do that?
A lot of people reference Audrey Hepburn.
Right, but why not Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I don't know. I think it's kind of obvious.
Maybe, like, that was Dixie.
Probably, yeah.
Huh.
Cute. Very cute for Dixie.
Very cute for Dixie. Very cute. Okay, next up we have Justin and Hailey Bieber, who are really king and queen of... they're a couple, you know, power couples at the Met Gala. I would say this is one of them.
Yeah.
They are wearing Saint Laurent.
And they look really good for, like, a wedding.
I think that they look like the classic American couple.
They do.
But with her, especially with her sunglasses, that's, like, you know, gives me that Tom Cruise movie vibe.
Yeah. No, by the way, this dress is literally gorgeous. She's literally stunning. I just felt like it was kind of a letdown. Not bad in any way. Just, like, for me, like, she's the most beautiful girl in the world. Like, truly. And I don't know. I just felt like she could have, like, pushed the bar, is that the right word? Pushed the limit?
Mm-hmm.
Pushed it a little bit more.
Okay.
It was just like a black tie wedding.
Okay. If these people showed up to your black tie wedding.
You know what I'm saying. Like, if they went to a black tie wedding.
I hear what you're saying. I think they look great. But I agree. Like, didn't, like, reinvent fashion.
No, not at all.
But they look, like, super cute. And the sunglasses are actually, they work. They're a nice touch.
Yeah, but, like, the sunglasses and then her hair just, like, being blown out. She was giving me, like, a very casual vibe.
But that's, like, a casual American, like,
look. I know. Look. I just think it's the Met Gala. Like, put on some eyeliner or something, you know?
Okay. I just think it's the Met Gala. Like, go yell at someone else first because everybody else was disgraceful.
I'm getting there.
Okay. Next up, we have the creme de la creme. That means cream. I know a lot of you watch from New Jersey.
Creme de la creme.
We have Kendall Jenner and Givenchy in a My Fair Lady inspired gown.
I just have to say, like, I had truly lost hope and faith in humanity until this bitch rolled up. Like, she saved the Met Gala. Anna Wintour should be licking Kendall's feet. She is literally the most gorgeous girl in the whole world. This dress is a piece of art. Like, this dress should be in the Met Gala Museum. Like, it's so spectacular. The neck piece, it's so, I don't even have a word for it. It's opulent. It's glorious. It's decadent. Like, I'm shocked. Like, she is now honestly going on 2 years in a row as best dressed at the Met Gala. When her and Kylie showed up in those orange and purple outfits. Yes. She's going on 2 fucking years. She kills it.
She kills it. I agree with everything that you just said. She saved the night. Mm-hmm. She saved American fashion.
Literally.
With this look. And what's crazy is, like, yes, Kendall Jenner is so beautiful, stunning. And
smart.
Smart. But, like, your smarts don't matter on the red carpet. Right. And I guess you do have say in what you wear. So
yeah, no. Great. And I think a lot of people either, like, are best friends with the designer and, like, are really involved. Or, like, Dixie, when you're just excited, you just show up to the fittings and you wear what you wear.
Okay. I'm getting so off track.
Okay.
Everyone on this red carpet really is just beautiful and stunning.
Yeah.
So it's not that Kendall looks amazing because she's beautiful and stunning. Because, like, everyone there is a supermodel, literally. Yeah. So it also is to her credit. It's not just because she's Kendall Jenner's supermodel.
Agreed.
Like, she crushed it.
Crushed. Like, I just want her to know, and I hope she feels good this morning.
Because we say, like, it's so easy for Kendall. Like, all she has to do is put on a dress. It's so easy for everyone.
It's so easy for, and that's what I'm saying about, like, Hailey Baldwin.
Yes.
She can't look bad.
Yes.
So, honestly, like, I don't know. I just feel like, I hope Kendall Jenner woke up this morning and was so fucking proud of herself for, like, saving the fashion industry. Like, I said it. She saved it. Like, I was watching these pictures come in, and even Kim, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And then Kendall showed up and blew my mind. And, you know, I'm not even, like, the biggest Kendall stan. Like, she, and you know what? Like, she gets a lot of shit, like, for being a supermodel because, like, her family, like, you know. But this is proof that, like, it's not that easy because all these people showed up and they're gorgeous and they look fine. She's spectacular looking. Mm-hmm. She is the moment. She is.
She is.
Before we move forward, can you throw me that blanket? It's freezing in here. I gotta stop wearing shorts. Like,
yeah, it's September.
But it's 71 degrees.
I know, but, like, it's, you know, with a little chill.
Oh,
plus the
you.
AC in here.
The AC is nuts. Okay, keep going.
Okay, next we have Lupita Nyong'o, who's wearing Versace, a denim Versace dress, which I just want to say, like, I like the dress and I understand the reference because, like, American fashion is denim.
No, it was this was a very good look. Like, she looked great in the dress and I understood, like, what they were referencing. Like, Americans, like, invented denim.
Yes, so
great all around.
She understood the assignment.
Yep, 100%.
Next, we have Simone Biles in a crystal encrusted gown that apparently weighed 88 pounds.
See, I love Simone Biles, so I really would prefer not to talk about this because it's really bad. Like, it's actually ugly.
Yeah, I agree.
And I hate to call, like, works of art ugly because, of course, art is subjective. Like, somebody could look at this and think it's beautiful, but I just know for a fact, like, this is ugly.
It's just too much, like,
with the turtleneck underneath. Honestly, if she had worn it without the turtleneck and it was just like this sculptured silhouette, that would have been sick.
Yeah.
I don't understand the ASOS turtleneck.
Me neither.
Not even ASOS.
But I'm glad that she was there.
Me too. Like, I hope she had fun.
Yeah.
Love
okay,
her.
Next up we have, like, one of the best looks.
Uh-huh.
Zoe Kravitz wearing Saint Laurent.
Okay. She is the moment. Like, this is everything. Mm-hmm. Like, so gorgeous. So, and it's not even that it's so unique. Like, I feel like this reminds me of, like, Rose McGowan's. I keep referencing that moment. But, like, a lot of people wear, like, chainmail type of dresses. But this is just, I don't know if it's the way she's carrying herself and her pose. Like, it's so unique, even though, like, we've seen something like this before.
Yeah, it's stunning.
It's stunning. And then when she showed up, you know, like, with Channing Tatum, who was wearing, like, an ill-fitted Versace tuxedo that looked like he was the father of the groom, I was just like, this is a mismatch. Like, it was just not working for me. I'm sorry. And I know we're standing the new couple. We are.
We are. But they didn't walk the carpet together.
Because they were a mismatch in their outfits. Let's be real.
Okay. I just want to say, you and I fundamentally disagree because I think some of my worst dressed on my list are, like, men.
Mm-hmm.
And on the one hand, like, it's so hard to, like, be a man and, like,
be fashion like crazy,
fashion forward and extra. But on the other hand, like, all you have to do is wear a nice suit and, like, well, you will look great.
And where I disagree is, like, if you wear it just like a plain tuxedo, like, you're so unoriginal and I hate you. Like,
I disagree.
I think the best reference for men at the Met Gala is, like, Harry Styles in 2019 with that black lace floral shirt and, like, slacks.
Like it was, you want, like, so all the men should be wearing that.
No, not all, but like, I just think there's a way to be different. Like, even if it's like a denim jacket, like Kanye's a great example.
I know, but not everyone is Kanye. Not everyone is Harry Styles.
Well, it's the Met Gala. What are you, what is Channing Tatum doing at the Met Gala?
It's the Met Gala. It's like a black tie affair. Put on your best tux. And go be.
No, it's a themed.
And go support your leading lady.
It's a themed black tie affair.
Okay, so wear an American.
And I hate when people do not adhere to themes.
Wear an American designer and you're on theme.
Okay, Versace's not even American.
Everyone who wore like a tux, like they just all are saying, it's like an old Hollywood like glam reference. Like,
oh, please. That's such an excuse. Oh, James Corden was old Hollywood glam? Please.
I didn't even see him.
No, he wore just like a dad tuxedo.
I blocked him out of my vision.
And it's just like, I'm sorry, I expect more. That's just me then.
Okay, I'm happy with a man who shows up in a nice looking suit, looking nice and happy to be there and respectful of the occasion. That works for me.
Okay, how about this? Like, how about just like a slightly different suit? Like, it could still be like a tuxedo, but like maybe like, you know, I don't know, something different. Like, just a classic bar mitzvah one is so like boring.
No, like it's not bar mitzvah. Like, they don't get their tuxes tailored for the bar mitzvah. Like,
yeah, they do.
No, if you're
going a perfect example, RuPaul. Not when he's in drag. When he is in the workroom, he's always wearing Epstein Parker is the name. Like, really cool custom tailored suits that are like different colors, but they're all like suits and tuxedos. Like, perfect. There's a way to do it. I'm telling you, even in like a masculine,
no,
straight way.
I think that some people are going to just be wearing, looking handsome wearing a tux, and that's okay.
I just didn't like
that. They're not going to be on any lists, but they're not going to be on worst.
Well,
for
honestly,
me.
That's not true, because Channing Tatum was almost on my worst dress list.
You're insane.
Only because his tuxedo was so ill fitting.
You're insane.
Where was the tailor?
Next, we have Olivia Rodrigo wearing Saint Laurent.
Adorable. Don't understand the reference. Not my best dress by any means, but really just fit
in. Respectable presence.
A respectable look.
Okay, we need to start moving faster because there's literally so many.
Oh my God, sorry.
Alicia Keys in a white ball gown.
Cute.
And white shirt. Yeah, cute. That didn't offend me, but also didn't do anything for me. Next, we have Megan Fox. We need to talk about her presence there. She was wearing a Dundas dress styled by, obviously, Style Me Maeve. And we need to talk about it all. MGK wasn't there.
Neither was Travis and Courtney. Like, I don't understand. They walked out of the Carlisle Hotel when everyone was leaving for the Met Gala and all the fans and paparazzis were there. And they walked out in regular clothes and, like, got into a cab and, like, went to dinner or something.
They went
like,
to the Polo Bar, yeah.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah. So, also, I thought Megan and MGK would be there because, like, they are, you know, the new hot couple. But he wasn't even there. So, like,
was he not
she
invited?
Got invited on her own accord. Has she been to the Met Gala before?
No, there's, like, this thing that Megan Fox was, like, blackballed from, like, society in 2009. So, I think this was, like, a really big deal for her.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why MGK wouldn't have gone. He's so, like, relevant right now. They are this hot couple. He has a concert tonight in the city. I'm going. It's at the pier. So, like, he's here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, he wasn't invited or...
I can't imagine he wouldn't want to go. Like, he went to the VMAs.
And yeah, so good
same
for
with
her,
Travis and Courtney.
But like, good for her for getting invited on her own,
and not good for her for those bangs.
Okay,
they're a crime against humanity.
I'm disagreeing with you. At first, of course, I was like, "What in the what?"
Not
but
the
then
bangs.
After seeing like a lot of like photos of her glam, I love everything from the neck up, and I like everything less from the neck down.
Yeah, no, the neck down is just like, it's very Megan Fox, but it's kind of tacky.
Yeah,
and the glam is very like old American, like that's how women used to wear their hair.
I love the glam. I decided I love the glam.
The dress is an atrocity.
Yeah. I mean, there were worse dresses.
Yes, there were.
There were better ones.
Yeah.
She could wear whatever she wanted. So it wasn't like my worst look, but not my best. And it definitely has me like feeling confused.
Yeah.
But I love the glam so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have Lil Nas, who was wearing a three-part Versace outfit.
So I love a skit, you know, he had the big cape and then they took it off and he looked like, you know, a knight. He was wearing like this gold armor. Then he took off the armor and he was wearing like a comfortable jumpsuit. I thought if he had just walked the carpet in the second outfit, it would have been very cool. It was like this knight, like gold plated chest. It was very cool. I think I'm imagining there's some sort of reference there that I'm not understanding. So I liked that. But the outfit he ended up walking in, this like sparkly jumpsuit, is very, you know, Vegas showgirl.
Right.
It's not for me.
It works for me. Like for, like I said, I think it's like, you know, for the men, as long as you didn't come in what Dan Levy wore, like we're fine.
That's true. That's very true. No, for a man, he was definitely one of the best.
Yeah. So it's like the easiest for them, but also the hardest.
No, I think it's harder for men for sure.
But it's all,
But everything else is easier for them.
Okay, next I'm skipping ahead. We have Carrie Mulligan, who's wearing a Barbie pink bustier gown by Valentino. I know that Carrie Mulligan's like not your favorite actress.
No, you're no, by the way, I don't mind Carrie Mulligan.
You don't?
No, you're confusing her with like four other people who I hate, like Jennifer Goodwin.
No, I'm not.
No, I don't mind Carrie Mulligan. She's so cute. And okay. She's married to Marcus Mumford, right?
Okay, great.
Where's Marcus?
Yeah, he should be there.
She looks unbelievably gorgeous.
She does. I love the look. I'm sure there's a reference that I don't even know. That
she's
I
honestly giving me like Disney princess.
She's like Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, like with the cape like askewed on her shoulder. She looks absolutely gorgeous and stunning.
Yes, I agree.
10 out of 10.
Very much like it. Love the color. Moving on. Camila and Sean. Must discuss. So
it's an atrocity, and it's honestly offensive.
It's really bad. Separately, no good. Together, even worse.
As a couple, if you're walking together, you have to reference one another. You have to be a look together. It's not enough. And if you're not going to do that, then you have to walk separately.
Well, they're both wearing Michael Kors, so, like, this was meant to be together.
And, like, I understand Sean's reference in the sense he looks very, like, American. Like, for sure, like, two belts, whatever. Like, rodeo, sure. But as a look, he doesn't look that great. And I'm just not understanding Camila's look at all. It's really bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, the purple is reminding me of like Selena almost.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not understanding it at all. And it's not like it's so beautiful that I'm okay with not understanding it, if that makes sense.
I agree. Like, I completely agree. This is a...
Honestly, it like reminds me of like when Sheena Shea wore a crop top to her wedding.
Yeah. It's a miss for me.
Kind of tacky.
I'm also like not huge on sequins.
Me neither. But our next
girl is wearing all sequins, and I wouldn't have said that. So we have Sierra, who is wearing Dundas. She is taking the American theme in a sporty direction. She was wearing like a football-inspired number with the number 3,
it's
which
perfect.
Is her man's number.
It's perfect.
With a little football clutch. And at first, it does read like a little bit...
campy.
Corny.
Yeah.
But I love it.
It's perfect. First of all, the reference, like football is America's sport. Love it, love it, love it. Her husband being a football player, even better. Her wearing her husband's number, 10 out of 10. She looks great. The dress is beautiful. And the theme is knocked out of the park. 10 out of 10.
Agreed. And I feel like she probably felt so good in it. Probably had a great night. Like some, you have to think about some of these people who like walk around in these like.
Katy Perry in that hamburger.
Right. And they like, first of all, you wait on that line to get your picture taken. And you're just like standing around in like a literal lamp.
Yeah.
Like just feeling stupid.
Yeah, you're in like a sprinter van like for an hour.
And then you go inside to like the coolest party, but like you are immobile.
And you're alone because you can't bring like a friend or a plus one. Like you're there by yourself.
Right. So I think some people like are probably feel like pretty awkward in their dresses and have kind of an awkward experience. And also depends how many, like what celebrity you are and how many people you know, whatever. But then there are some people who you could just tell like are going to have the night of their lives and what they're wearing. They feel good. They look good.
Sierra.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, skipping ahead, we have Lord in a two-piece ivory look.
Who?
Lord.
Oh, I didn't even see her.
Yeah, she was there.
I have to say something, and this is going to offend so many people. Mm. I do not get Lord, and I don't stand. And honestly, every time
but we're talking about the looks, remember.
No, I'm just saying, like, every time I see a performance of Lord, I'm like, wow. So we're all just like being mediocre now. Like
different strokes for different folks.
Okay, fine. I don't understand this outfit and I really don't care.
Agreed. Skipping ahead to Billie Eilish in Oscar de la Renta. She was one of the chair people of the evening.
Committee, yeah.
So I'm sure her look was heavily thought through. And I think the reference here is Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, it is. I have to say, the dress is beautiful. I hate the hair. I think it's like, first of all, if it's referencing Marilyn Monroe, it's not a good reference. And I don't think it flatters her at all. And the hair, it bothers me so much. I found it so distracting. But the dress is beautiful.
The dress is beautiful all together from head to toe. I don't love it. I can't tell you why. It's just not doing anything
for me.
Like, the dress is wearing her. She's not wearing the dress.
That's true. But when you saw pictures of it, like, it was spectacular. But then I just feel like when you come up close, like, I don't know. The hair really threw me off. I thought it was terrible.
Yeah. And I feel like this is a situation. It's like she's not like running around. I mean, also it's a big dress. So like how much, you know, movement are you going to be doing? But the dress is wearing her.
100%.
And she said she was inspired by Holiday Barbie.
Oh, not Marilyn Monroe?
I don't know. I think there was Marilyn Monroe.
For sure.
Okay. We've got to move and groove
to here. Natalia Bryant. Which
you want to talk about Natalia
Bryant? I just thought, like, who dressed her?
Unclear. I think
shame on them.
She looked fun.
No, it's really it's atrocious. It's really bad. And I love Natalia Bryant, and I just think, like, they did her dirty.
I think she looks like she was having fun.
Okay.
Okay, skipping ahead, we have Kit Harington and Rose Leslie.
Meh. By the way, see, he wore a different kind of tuxedo. Cute.
Yeah.
But
nice to see them.
It was, but, like, honestly, like, okay, Machine Gun Kelly couldn't be invited, but Russ Leslie was. Like, she was on one season, like, a million years ago.
That's a good point.
Like, he is America's sweetheart. Like, he should be there, but, like, I thought it was weird that she was.
That's true.
Just a thought.
Okay, then we have Emily Blunt, who's wearing Miu Miu. She looks incredible.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful, period. Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, next, beautiful. We have Maluma, which I think is a great example of a man taking the theme in stride. He's wearing Versace and is very much influenced by the American cowboy.
This is a best dressed man for sure. Like, it's still very man. Like masculine and strong, but it's on theme and it's different and the fringe. It's great.
Okay, cool. Then we have Iman, who's wearing Dolce & Gabbana.
And she looks glorious for the camp year. Yeah. I'm not understanding this reference.
I would agree. I would agree. Okay. Next, we have someone I'm excited to talk about.
Me too.
Pete Davidson was there. And, like, of course, he was there. I don't know if he's ever been before, but, like,
no, he hasn't.
Seeing him there made a lot of sense.
Seeing him in a dress was just, like, such a treat.
He was wearing Tom Brown. And I have to say, like, I think he looked amazing. And he's not, like, a best dressed for me.
No.
Because there are so many other more worthy Pete clauses. Yeah. But I love this. And I wouldn't expect to see Pete Davidson, you know, in a dress.
No, I really just love how he, like, dove head into first to the experience. Like, I'm yes. sure, like, he could have been like, sir, I'd like to wear pants, please. But he just let Tom dress him. And he looks very cool. It's not my best dress, but he looks very good. And I was happy to see him there. And I feel like, I mean, I saw he got home pretty early, like, so I don't know if
you
he was having
he was,
fun.
Like, flirting with the ladies.
I don't know. He got home early. Like, I was
his
on Twitter.
Ex was there, Margaret.
Yes, she was. That is awkward. And so was. Did he ever date Kaya? I get all those skinny brunettes confused.
It's confusing.
It's confusing.
Well, if he hadn't, she's next. Okay, next we have Timothy Chalamet, who was another co-chair. And even though Timothy Chalamet does nothing for me on a regular day, this outfit did so much for me. He's one of my male best dressed.
This is such a really cool way. Again, not understanding what we're referencing. I just hate the shoes.
I know, but you know Converse. What? Converse, then, when you think about it.
They are
just
so,
like,
American.
They're so American. I thought the same thing. Like, I love everything till the shoes. But, like, the shoes, they were thought through.
I guess, yeah. It's a good, it's a little cater waiter, but it's good.
I was a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Then we have Jennifer Hudson, who looks
glorious.
Stunning.
This dress is gorgeous. Her body looks amazing. I'm sure it's referencing some old Hollywood look because it's very old Hollywood. And it's everything of the sort. And she killed it.
Yeah.
Like someone who really just, you know, came out of nowhere looking like top 10.
Yeah. Okay, then we have Zoe Deutsch in Versace.
Gorgeous. Like, I didn't even recognize her. And you know what I love? When somebody looks different at them. Because, you know, these people, they get their hair and makeup done all the time. They always look gorgeous. But she has, like, a totally different hairstyle. I almost didn't recognize her. Her makeup was different. I loved it. Even though I don't think it's on theme at all. It's gorgeous.
So then what did you think about Hailee Steinfeld?
Oh, you know what? I only saw a picture of her this morning and I didn't even recognize her. But she looked cute.
Yeah.
I like when people didn't like Bleachella from Taylor Swift, but it was very on theme. The theme was like punk.
Yeah.
And she looked amazing and she looked different. Like that is what, this is like a costume party. Like you have to put in effort.
Yeah.
And I thought Zoe Deutsch looked beautiful.
Switching over from my iPad that's dead to the phone and then to the computer. Okay. Skipping ahead, we have Tiana Taylor.
Rita Ora was there. Oh my God, the bar's so low.
I didn't even see Rita Ora.
Where are you seeing Tiana Taylor?
I skipped ahead.
Oh,
like,
a lot.
Deeply.
Oh, I mean, it's hard to look bad when you look like that.
Right.
But I don't know. Something about this is just, it's very,
like VMAs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah, agreed. Then we have Hailee Steinfeld, who we just talked about. I think she does look irrecognizable, and I think she looks cute. I mean, I love the dress. I think everybody's, like, shook up about the eyebrows.
The makeup is what's making her look so different.
Because,
her
like,
nose,
they bleached her eyebrows.
But it's not even her eyebrows. Her nose looks different. She looks very different, but you know what? She understood the assignment, like, in many ways. She's in a costume.
She looks like Khloe Kardashian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, then we had Frank Ocean, who was there in Prada, and he had a prop of, like, a robot baby.
Yeah. This is, like, where I kind of draw the line, like, at my expertise. Like, I don't understand certain parts of fashion.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's, like, a brilliant nod here, mm-hmm. but personally just not really understanding the nod.
Same. Okay, next we have Normani wearing Valentino.
Absolutely, gloriously, perfectly done. Mm-hmm. Like, the hair, the glam, the jewels, the dress, everything is perfect. This dress complements her skin tone so well. It's perfect.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, next we have Mary J. Blige wearing Dundas. All the Dundas dresses, and it's funny because we spoke about them on the show yesterday for being like a Revolve endeavor.
No,
they showed up and they showed out.
Yeah, no, they're all like really sexy and beautiful dresses, and Mary J. Blige is a queen.
She is. I agree. There were a lot of like just great dresses. We also have like Laura Harrier, who's coming up, who like just looked amazing for a night out on the town.
Like nothing special or noteworthy, but just gorgeous.
Right. Like not a best dressed, not a worst dressed. Could have been going to the Oscars.
Yeah.
But whatever. Like, you know, no regrets.
Yeah.
Suni Lee was there. She looks so cute.
No, she doesn't. I'm sorry. I love Suni Lee.
No, I mean the outfit's not bad, but like it's just.
The outfit's bad.
The outfit's not good.
Yeah, but like her face is gorgeous and she looks like she's having fun. But like, what is with the ill-fitting crop top and the skirt made out of cardboard boxes?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Chloe Fineman.
I love Chloe Fineman.
I know you do.
And you know, she's great for the Met Gala. It's like a New York event. She's a New York girl. She looks old Hollywood glamour. Like, it's not the most creative, but she looks beautiful and she did understand the theme.
Yeah. I agree. Like, and I do feel like old Hollywood glamour would be an obvious choice. You know, just like the flappers.
Right, the curly wave.
Like, and there wasn't that much of it.
No, and I think she did it very well.
Yes, agreed. Okay, skipping ahead to Serena Williams, who was wearing custom Gucci.
Serena Williams is one of my heroes, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to sit this one out.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, it's just a lot.
It's a lot, and none of it goes well together.
Yeah. Yeah, not for me. Meg Thee Stallion wearing Coach.
Best of old Hollywood. She, like, nailed it. The dress is perfect. Her pose is even, like, so Marilyn Monroe. The hair, the side part, it's perfect.
Yeah, I agree. Love to see it. Okay, next we have Irina Shayk, who was there with Moschino and Jeremy Scott. I think a lot of people were comparing, like, Irina's look to Kim's look.
Well, I was comparing Irina's look to
Lily Reinhart.
Lily Reinhart, and Lily Reinhart did it so much better. One, because that dress is just so perfect for like for everything that Lily Reinhart represents. And then I read somewhere that like the dress was very American because, you know, all the flowers were
from all 50 states.
50 flowers from 50 states. Perfect. Like literal perfection in every way. And I of the two dresses, I think Lily Reinhart's is better.
Okay.
This one looks like a little small on Irina Shayk, which is crazy because she's tiny.
I actually really like Irina Shayk's dress. I think that she looks great. I was expecting Moschino to, you know, do some red, white, and blue.
Yeah, me too. More literal.
We really didn't get any of that except from, like, Debbie Harry. I don't know if you saw her.
I didn't
see. She was wearing what you had in mind.
No, like, if that was me, like, I would just bring a flag and be like, Jeremy Scott, like, make it a dress.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Also, Irina's hair is offensive.
Right. Offensive to you. That's
not it's your, really bad.
Yeah. I know how you feel about that hairstyle. Okay. Aza Gonzalez, who's wearing Versace, just looking sickening.
Perfect.
Like, can do no wrong. But again, could be on any red carpet anywhere in the world. Not Met Gala specific, but she looks great.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. But that's fine to me.
I know we wouldn't normally talk about Russell Westbrook, but I just have to say, in the conversation we were having, I think that this is a great way to dress as a man. It's not a black tie. It's a blue navy tux, but you have like a cool little necklace detail. It's different and it's better.
And I like it too.
Okay, good.
I'm glad we can agree. Naomi Osaka, who was another one of the night's co-chairs, was wearing Louis Vuitton.
And in the words of Luann de Lesseps, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Thank you.
And I'm so sad about this because Louis Vuitton is probably my favorite designer. Like, if I ever went to the Met Gala, I would want to be designed by Louis Vuitton. And Naomi Osaka is just, like, coming off of an amazing year. And I actually don't even know where to begin to unpack what – I don't even know what I'm looking at, honestly. And maybe that's, again, like, my limited view of fashion and, like, understanding of, like, this, like, art form. Maybe I'll ask Morgan Stewart to explain because I don't understand this.
Well, the reference is that it was inspired by her American, Haitian, and Japanese heritage. So it's like a fusion.
That's very cool. But unfortunately, the dress is still not beautiful.
Agreed. Agreed.
And I don't think that her glam team did anything for her either.
Agreed, agreed, agreed.
Okay.
I'm glad we can agree.
And I'm sad about it.
Yeah. Okay, next we have Troy Sivan. I don't know who he's wearing. But it's a plunging backless jumpsuit.
It's fine. It's like not really American. Like, I don't get the reference.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's that cool.
Yeah, I don't love it.
But not Ben Platt is perfect.
Ben Platt, I hate this
what?
Outfit.
Oh my God. I think it's literally perfect. It's literally, when I saw it, I'm like, I know the theme. Like,
I know, because it's like, it's a denim tuxedo. It's like the American 70s.
It's so that 70s show.
It's way too on the money for me.
I love it. And his hair was perfect.
I literally hate it.
Oh, I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
Like, he did a good job. I just don't like
the
style. I
mean, you would never wear it.
No. But like, I just, but yes, I know. It just hit me wrong.
I know, I feel that. Like, it's unique.
Yes. Next, we have Karlie Kloss.
I just feel like Karlie Kloss, like, is constantly, like, letting me down. Like, this is a gorgeous dress, and she's a gorgeous girl. But, like, I don't know. Do something different once in a while. Like, look ugly. Like, something. Like, it's just too easy for Karlie Kloss, and she always just does the bare minimum, in my opinion.
I agree with that.
But this dress is, like, literally sick.
Yeah, no, she looks great. Again, any red carpet, anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have Taylor Hill, who's wearing Versace, looking like an angel who just fell out of heaven.
Yeah, the picture they're using on people is, like, literally the worst picture. I saw, like, her looking so much better in different pictures. But I agree. This blue Versace number is glorious. And I can't believe Taylor Hill was invited. Like,
a lot. Like, there are a lot of models. Like, there were so many just models because that's fashion.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
true.
Like, that they have the models there.
But I feel like she had, like, she was, like, super relevant for a while. And, like, now she just lives a quiet life, does her business. Like, she's the face of David Yurman. I saw her at the...
Right. But I think, like, some of these designers, like, still want models in their clothes.
Yeah.
You know? It's, some things don't change.
Yeah.
Sweetie is next.
I thought this was beautiful.
Yeah. I like that it's actually... It's, you know, it's a good interpretation of red, white, and blue. We get the red and blue and sparkly.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
Not my favorite, but it's a good look.
Yeah.
It's a good look. Then we have Yara Shahidi, who is in a Josephine Baker-inspired embroidered strapless gown, all by Dior.
Creme de la creme.
Creme de la creme. Cream
it's beautiful.
Of the cream. Stunning. One of the best looks of the evening.
I agree.
Putting her on the short list, and then we will figure out between us, you know,
who the best dressed is.
If it's top three.
Oh, here's Debbie Harry.
Next, we have Zac Posen and Debbie Harry.
Okay, respect for Zac Posen. Like, somebody understood the assignment. Like, okay, although this is not, like, the most beautiful dress I've ever seen, like, the denim, the red and white, like, finally, like, that, I was expecting a million Debbie Harrys, and I got one.
Okay, next we have Grimes, who is in a Dune-inspired sheer ombre-capped Iris Van Herpen gown with a metallic mask and a matching sword.
I don't know what to say here.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to pretend to understand it, not going to pretend to understand Grimes, but, like, respect to Grimes.
Sure,
she
whatever.
Commits.
Sure.
She commits to whatever it is that she's doing.
Kris Jenner
looking like the classy broad she is.
Yeah, like, she was really there on business, and she looks like it.
Yeah. No, and I feel like in the past she's tried to, like, you know, try and, like, do the stuff, like, with the kids and the wigs and everything. And
she looks silly.
Silly.
She's grown up.
She's grown up, and she looks wonderfully mature and on point.
Yeah.
Next, we have Lily Reinhart, who we discussed as looking fantastic. Then there's Cara Delevingne in Dior.
Peg the Patriarchy.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah, but also the outfit is giving very much Michaela's bib. Like, just from a fashion standpoint.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Next, we have someone who just looks so sickeningly stunning, Joan Smalls.
Oh, in just
Ralph
gorgeous.
Lauren.
That's literally, like, it's perfect.
It is perfect. It's perfection. Feeling good about it.
Me too.
I'll skip over Channing Tatum because we talked about him.
You.
And I don't want to hurt you any further. Lily Aldridge is disappointing in Ralph Lauren, I would say.
Majorly. Giving me Kmart.
She's giving me the reference, but not the look.
The fashion. It's giving Kmart.
Yeah. Okay, next we have CL, who is wearing an over a denim overcoat with high-waisted briefs, both Alexander Wang, which she looks kind of crazy. But the reference is there. Like, yeah. It's like the Calvin Klein.
No, I know. And I wish they had done it a little bit better because the undies is giving diaper. Mm-hmm. And if it was better, I think that it would have been amazing.
Yeah. Okay, next we have Rosalia, who's wearing, like, all fringe. I didn't even see this look until right now.
Me neither. And literally, like, nothing fits her. The boots are enormous. The jacket is swallowing her. Like, where is the tailor?
Yeah. I agree. I don't get it. Okay, we're going to skip ahead. There's literally so many looks. Kaia Gerber, please explain to me the reference.
It's an Audrey Hepburn look. I think Audrey Hepburn literally, or maybe not. Yeah,
Bianca Jagger.
Oh, yes, Bianca Jagger wore the exact same dress. Now, the hair is, she looks like her mother here.
Yes.
Which is not an insult.
I thought that was her reference.
You know what? That would have been perfect. Like, draw a little mole, wear like a classic Cindy Crawford.
Wear an old dress from her garage.
The hair is terrible. She's going to a funeral. I think this is atrocious.
Atrocious? Yeah,
for the model of the moment, literally the biggest model right now, this is what you're giving me at the Met Gala? And where the fuck is Jacob Elordi?
Are they dating?
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, really cute.
Why wasn't he there? He, like, would be there.
He's very in fashion. Like, he does all these photo shoots, and he wears, like, really androgynous clothing. Like, he would have been great.
Okay. I think she looks so stunning. She obviously played it safe, but, like, I can't believe the word atrocious was used to describe.
I hate it. Hate with the intensity of 10,000 suns. The hair is the worst part of it. And the waistline is so bizarre.
Okay, but the hair is classic female American.
No, I saw the Bianca Jagger reference. The Bianca Jagger hair was everything of the sort. This was nothing of the sort. Wow. Hate.
Loathe entirely. Okay, skipping ahead next to, I think it's safe to say, the worst look of the night, Dan Levy.
Oh, wait, let me skip. I mean, I would agree with you. I saw posted on Instagram, like, a really in-depth explanation of the look. And while I really appreciate the sentiment that was put into it, there's so many things wrong with this just as a look. And I'm going to start with the hair. It's so greasy. It looks like there's tar in it. Like, it's helmet head. Like, the hair is bothering me so much. I couldn't look at anything else. And it's just bad.
It's really bad. And he was, like, one of the first to come. So you just kept seeing this picture over and over again. Like, some of these people who are wearing bad looks, like, I didn't even see them until this morning. Like,
Rosalia.
You know? No, but hers wasn't, like, that bad. But, like, I don't know. Just Dan Levy, just, like, he was one of the first to make an impression. And it was a really bad one.
Oh, yeah. Really bad.
Okay. Next, Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz.
Giving me Barbie and Ken. And it's perfect.
Also giving me, like, Betty Draper, Dawn Draper.
Yes.
And, like, that's, like, the reference. I know it's simple, and I know they didn't, like, reinvent the fashion mm-hmm. wheel or anything, and they're also just, like, two models being models, but I think they look amazing.
I completely agree.
Amazing.
Agreed.
Like, once you say Betty Draper, and, like, no, not a lot of people went that route either.
No.
So I think I was glad that they did it.
Me too.
Okay, moving on. Who else have we not spoken about?
Emma Chamberlain.
Okay, and then I have one more. Emma Chamberlain was wearing Louis Vuitton. She was the literal first person there, which, by the way, if you want to stand out at the Met Gala, be the first person there.
So two things. One, she was the first person there because you know how, like, a few years ago, Liza Koshy was the YouTuber who went and she did the red carpet interviews for Vogue?
Yeah.
That was Emma Chamberlain. So she had to be there first to interview everyone.
Oh, she did interviews? I didn't even see.
Yes, she did the interviews. Second, you were right. There was a YouTube table. And Derek Blasberg brought Nikki Tutorials, Jackie Aina, Emma Chamberlain, even though Emma Chamberlain was dressed by Louis Vuitton. So,
and which brings to our next dressed, Addison Rae. Oh, was at the YouTube table with Derek Blasberg. We need to talk about Addison's look, and then we need to talk about everyone saying that she borrowed the dress from Courtney. Because now if she went with YouTube, that means a designer did not dress her. Mm-hmm. And then she was asked to show up.
She was dressed by Luxury Law.
Do you think that was Courtney's dress?
No.
But Luxury Law is her stylist.
Yeah. Right. She can afford a dress.
So you just think it's a coincidence?
Yeah, and if she borrowed a dress from Courtney, which is entirely possible, she wouldn't have given her a dress she recently worn. I'm sure she has a million dresses she's never worn.
Oh, I'm just assuming that perhaps she borrowed the dress.
One was strapless and one was...
Maybe they added straps. Like, no, maybe they made it for Addison.
I don't think so.
Okay. I was fine with her borrowing a dress. Like, she gets invited to fashion's biggest night, just happens to be at the one table that's not dressing you, and she's going to her most fashionable friend for help.
Yeah, no.
I think that's, like, so cute, and she, like, wants to take it seriously.
And, you know, by the way, I felt the way about her outfit. Like, was it earth-shattering? No. But did she fit in? Yes. And honestly, I'm sure that's all she wanted.
Yeah. At first, I actually thought it was Photoshop because the hair was so
different. BB Rexha.
From what we've seen. But the more I look at it, the more I love her look so much.
It's beautiful.
She, like, also looks like Margot Robbie with her hair cut like that.
And you know,
like,
what?
That.
She looked mature.
Yeah.
She looked like she belonged there. And I know not everyone loved it. And yes, could she have done something crazier and better? Yeah, of course. But I'm sure she just wanted to, like, fit in. It's a very scary night. I'm sure she was actually so happy to have Dixie there because, like, you really can't talk to anyone. And Courtney wasn't there. And, like, what is she going to go up to Kim and Kendall? Like, she met them twice. Like, I'm sure they actually, like, were so grateful to have one another there. And so I was really happy that they both were there.
Yeah.
And then,
anyone else you want
to
discuss?
No, but just really quickly back to Emma Chamberlain, because we didn't even get to discuss. Her dress was so unbelievably gorgeous and perfect. And her makeup was killer. Like, she was in my top best dressed.
Yeah.
100%.
Agreed. But then I don't know if it's just because she got there so early, her dress made such an impact, whereas, like, the later dresses, when you're seeing them all at once, they just don't, like, hit you.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, you get a time slot. I heard Kendall and Gigi, like, talking about that. They got slotted together to walk. They were, like, so happy about it. So you really don't get to choose when you walk.
Interesting. Oh, I guess if, like, you had a choice, I would want to be the first one there, unless I didn't like my outfit.
Yeah,
then,
right.
I would go at the same time as Kim.
Okay, so all in all, if you had to give someone a worst dressed, let me see. I screenshotted some of my least favorites.
Okay, I only got to put pen to paper on two worst dressed.
Okay, mine is very, very, very said with a very heavy heart, but it's Kacey Musgraves.
Okay,
it's really bad.
I didn't put her on worst dressed because, like, it was not good. It wasn't good. And no, it's pretty bad.
It's really bad.
Especially when the bar is so high for her. Yeah. So she fell far from the bar. One of my worst was Dan Levy. I just, yeah. And especially because he came so early and I was just like, oh no.
Oh no, 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 no.
Then AOC.
Oh yeah. I mean, how moronic.
Read the room.
Like, okay, $30,000 ticket to go.
In the wealthiest room on earth right now. Go ahead. Go tax him.
No, it was so stupid. And honestly,
or, like, take your $35,000 ticket, donate it to the government.
Right, not to some museum.
Or the $250,000 table. Maybe you could get your table mates in on it.
No, also, it's a general rule of thumb. Like, I don't like when people put messages, like, in a bottle on their dresses. Like, I don't like that.
If your outfit has writing on it, I am not going to like it.
I agree. Like, because honestly, even if it's, like, a powerful, good message, like, it's so tacky, like, just, like...
It's so tacky, and it's, like...
It's so obvious, like, I don't know, you have something to say, say it in a more artistic way.
Subtle way.
Yeah.
And then when you get interviewed on the red carpet, you can... And they say, well, it was the inspiration, you can sort of explain. But, like, to have to write the words to spell it out for us, like, I hate it every single time.
Me too, I completely agree.
Without fail.
Okay, and then best dress for me is honestly a no-brainer. It is, of course, Kendall Jenner, with an honorable mention to Zoe Kravitz.
Ooh, okay. Best dress for me was Kendall Jenner. And that's 2 years in a row because I voted her best at camp.
Oh, I don't remember
what I did. She was my number one best, which is so crazy. And then my second best dress was Anoki Ai. We didn't get a chance to talk about her in the People magazine article. I posted a picture of her to my story. Mm-hmm. She's a model. She just was the moment, Claude.
Okay.
Like, everything of the sort, everything you want to see at the Met Gala. I have a picture on my phone. Just...
Oh, gorgeous.
Gorgeousness.
Yeah.
And then if I had to choose a third...
Well, you don't, because we decided on one.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm done.
Honestly, I just felt like, all in all, so many of the looks were just like... so disappointing. But then also the guest list was so disappointing. Like, there was no Kylie.
Oh my God, yeah. We need to talk about the people who were there and the people who weren't
no
there.
Lady Gaga.
No Ariana Grande.
No Harry Styles.
No Beyonce.
No Taylor Swift.
Donde está.
Like, it was so, honestly, like, B-list.
It was incredibly B-list. I think there were a lot of people who weren't there. I mean, I understand probably Beyonce had, like, she doesn't go all the time. Like, she has other things going on. But, like, Lady Gaga is a weird one to me.
Selena Gomez was just in New York promoting her TV show.
And she always goes with Coach.
She always goes. Yeah, no, Lady Gaga should be promoting. She's doing House of Gucci. Like, right? Isn't it Gucci?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she be doing a Gucci moment? Like, to promote the show.
Cardi B.
Well, she just had a baby.
Okay.
Like, literally a week ago.
I was just going to say that, too. But I Nicki can also Minaj, see Cardi B, like, coming on the red carpet, having just had a baby, and, like, giving us a whole new
giving
life.
Us, like, a whole, like, a hospital room, maternity like, wing moment.
Right. And, like, a new respect.
Yeah.
For postpartum.
Lizzo.
Fashion.
Lizzo.
Yeah. Lizzo.
No one was there.
No one was there. I think who else I was really surprised wasn't there, considering, like, ever since they Megxited, we thought they were doing it to go to the Met Gala.
Same.
Meghan and Harry.
Harry and Meghan, for sure. Zendaya wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for sure Harry and Meghan were going to be there. And honestly, like, I was wrong.
Me too. Otherwise, why did they
Megxit? What was the point? Yeah, right.
But I also feel like this was, like, the losery Met Gala.
No, nobody wanted to be associated.
And, like, when maybe it comes back all the way, even though I do think on the red, the only thing that matters is the red carpet. So, and I think Rihanna thought the same thing when mm-hmm. she went, took her picture. I didn't even know she didn't go into the party.
She might have went in, but she was swift. I saw her, like, coming from the hotel and coming back from the hotel literally within an hour.
So, I even though, like, on the inside, maybe it wasn't the same as it's usually been or whatever, like, it was still the 2021 Met Gala.
Right. Like,
it was.
And it was nothing.
It was
really lackluster.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going to get into some stories, mostly Met Gala adjacent. The first big one who was making news as the carpet was starting was Nicki Minaj, who skipped the Met Gala over the vaccine mandate and made a claim of impotence about her cousin's friend.
Right.
So she tweeted, "They want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grips your head and face, not that loose one."
So honestly, like, I had heard, like, whispers that certain people who weren't attending were because they were not vaccinated. And then Nicki Minaj just kind of confirmed that for me. And now I'm just like, everyone who wasn't there, I'm like, well, is it because you're not vaccinated or because, like, you were busy?
Right.
You know?
But I'm sure.
We'll never know. I'm sure it's both.
It's a mix of both.
Yeah.
And we knew that the Met Gala was going to be, like, vaccine mandate.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure. I had read this, like, Page Six article a few weeks ago that was, like, all about the rules for this Met Gala.
But also,
I thought it also meant masks on the carpet, but it's just masks. They had to wear masks inside.
Oh, maybe that's why people didn't want to stay.
Unless, like, they were eating or drinking. But they're also all vaccinated.
Also, the food was vegan, so, like, no one was eating. I saw a picture of the food. Keke Palmer doing the Lord's work. It was actual, like, rations. Like, it was atrocious.
I haven't seen anything from inside yet.
No, like, Keke Palmer was like, this is why no one shows you the food. Like, it was actual, like, mouse droppings. Like, it was so offensive to me as a food eater.
Oh my God. And they're probably also hungry. It's the longest day ever. They've been, like, waiting on those lines.
No, I'm telling you, like, the Met Gala is not torture. Fun.
And, like, when I saw that Courtney just went to Polo Bar with her mans, like, in the, and they were by the fireplace, I was like,
Dressed casually.
That is an evening to me.
No, 100%. And that's why I feel like so many people, like, they just go and they change so quickly into their after party looks. And, like, that's the after parties. Like, they're always serving. And, like, especially, I'm sure at Rihanna's, like, they always have, like, a Shake Shack sponsorship. Like, that after party is, I think, why people put up with the torture. And, of course, the pictures.
And, like, you are just, you know, you're, that's, like, the highest level of celebrity, I think, you know?
Yeah, totally. But I didn't really see much about the after party. Maybe it was like a phone, no phones event.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I mean, I also had a very busy morning. I sliced my finger open, oh, yeah. Which is why I'm wearing this Band-Aid.
What were you eating?
I was eating a bagel.
Was it good?
Because I'm a big woman.
Did you get blood on the bagel?
No, I didn't. Okay. But it ruined my whole morning because then I was gushing blood. I'm still, like, foraging ahead with one hand trying to make a bagel. And then I had to go and do my makeup and I left it in the toaster. So I toasted it again. It was a hockey puck by the time I ate this goddamn bagel. I didn't even eat the whole thing. You guys, it's just so difficult.
It's so hard.
Okay, anything else you want to say about the Met Gala?
No, all in all, like, overall, it was an enormous wave of disappointment. Like, and I was just expecting too much from, like, my favorite peeps, you know?
I think for me, the bar was very low.
As were the results.
So I wasn't expecting anything that I didn't get. I think maybe, especially in the beginning of the night, I was like, this is worse than I could have imagined. Mm-hmm. We didn't really get iconic red carpet moments. Like, why did J-Lo not walk with the carpet with Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Instead, they were only together on the inside where they wore a mask while they kissed, which is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, it's moronic.
Also, Bill de Blasio was there. Like,
And honestly, after that, I was out.
So offensive.
That's actually disgusting. Like, seriously, like, this is a New York event and you are going to literally invite the man who single-handedly destroyed the city? And we all agree. Like, it's not a political thing. We all agree that Bill de Blasio is an actual maniac. And we're inviting him. Like, why are we rewarding him? That was a huge, huge mistake.
Yeah.
And that was really offensive to me as a New Yorker.
I completely agree. And anyone else that you just... I do wish we could see what Kylie was going to wear and who she was going to go with.
I know. Like a pregnant moment. Some of the best, like most iconic looks on the red carpet are pregnant moments. Like remember when Cardi B was wearing like an actual cathedral and she was pregnant? Like a pregnant Met Gala moment is beautiful.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you were like,
I'm just trying to think. Like,
you're looking at me like so terse.
No, no, I'm sorry. If there was like anything else, like we didn't get the, you know, couple moment between Megyn Kelly. We didn't get Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz on
the carpet. We didn't get Travis and Courtney.
We didn't get Jen and Ben together.
No.
So.
And we didn't get like any real A-listers. Like.
And we didn't get like any like great iconic photos. Like even like when, you know, all the Kardashians were there with their husbands and boyfriends and like for camp and they were just like all together on the carpet, like so cute.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
No. It was honestly like I'm holding out for the next Monday in May. Like maybe this was just like a temporary event. Like they had to have one.
Right, but they had all the same things that the other ones have.
It was just so like wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to start televising it, okay?
I mean the carpet was on E.
No, like the event. Like
oh, my God. The carpet was on E. And, like, all I want to see is, like, a camera live stream on the carpet. That's all I want to see. And they kept going to the four talking heads. Oh, my God. I was like, what am I, why am I looking at these people?
No, that's so fucking annoying.
When, like, the biggest night in fashion is underway and you keep cutting back. I don't even care if, you know, it's someone's train holder who's walking through. I want to see it.
By the way, they really need to bring back Fashion Police. And it needs to be Morgan Stewart's show.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking that the other day because I was, like, when I was wanting to watch something this morning while I got ready for the show to, like, hear what other people thought about the fashion. Like, there's nothing on. And I'm like, why can't we do... First of all, Fashion Police was the best show on television. And I do think we could recreate it. Like, I actually think Morgan would be so good at it.
I know, but she has so much on her plate at the E! Network.
She needs to leave behind Nightly Pop.
But I think she loves Nightly Pop.
And Fashion Police would be once a week, maybe less. Maybe just after, like, big events.
Okay, you should talk to her. But I don't think she sees it like that.
Okay, but, like, she is honestly one of the most fashionable people of our generation.
And funny talking head.
So I think that, like, really, E! Is constantly churning out pieces of shit. Like, celebrity game face. Like,
it's constant.
We need... it's time.
Okay. Thank you for your plea. Let's get into our next story.
Which is brought to you by Bruche. And, you know, I heard everyone at the Met Gala was fresh breath because of their Bruche, but you didn't hear that from me. The best electric toothbrush on the market that is also the most affordable because some electric toothbrushes can cost over $200, which I'm sorry, is an insane amount of money to spend on a toothbrush. But the Bruche is much more affordable and it's so much better because it comes in trend-driven seasonal colors. And I hear the fall colors are about to drop. So, like, I'm just saying. Don't knock it till you try it. Bruche is everything of the sort, and it's the unofficial, official brush of the morning toast. Mm-hmm. The Bruche itself comes with 6 unique modes to customize your brushing experience. The battery life lasts 4 weeks. It comes with a magnetic charging stand and a compact travel case. They also offer a subscription program, so you never forget to change your brush head again. Bruche will ship you a new replacement head every 6 months, so you're never stuck using a worn-down brush head. The design is super sleek. It has a modern, aesthetically pleasing design, and it comes in trend-driven seasonal colors, and it looks great on your bathroom counter. Get 15% off your Bruche toothbrush kit and the refill plan when you use promo code TOAST at Bruche.com. That's 15% off using promo code TOAST at Bruush.com.
Thank you, Claudia.
It's a pleasure.
Next up, we have some happy couple news. Kate Hudson is engaged to Danny Fujikawa after 5 years of dating. Wow, that means we've been doing this show for a long time because I feel like we announced that they were dating on a podcast.
Probably.
And that was 5 years ago.
Honestly, like, I love Kate Hudson, but I really don't find myself keeping up with her love life only because she doesn't really date, like, super famous people. So, like, happy for her. I think that's good.
And Danny Fujikawa is the stepbrother of the Foster sisters.
Because what?
They were commenting, Erin commented, finally, we're officially sisters. Sarah wrote, whoa, it's official.
Wait, that must be so fun for them. Because and they the Fosters,
I do associate all of them with each other.
Well, they're like this group. Like, they're a clique in Hollywood of, like, blonde women who are always together. Like, Kate Hudson and the Fosters are really close. So this is actually so cute. Like, you know, someone marries your brother. Like, that's your sister.
Yeah.
And that's super cute.
They seem like they've been a happy couple for a while, so yeah. Why not take the next step? Also, Kate Hudson was at the Met Gala last night. Did we talk about her outfit?
No, it was just like a pink crop top, and it was fine.
It was fine.
Also, I always feel like, you know, Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey, like, were supposed to end up together.
Yeah, that's like Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. But I don't feel that way about Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper anymore. I feel like he's kind of toxic.
Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel.
Oh, yeah.
That's what everyone says, right?
Well, I'm happy for Kate Hudson. That's actually... I'm actually happier for, like, Aaron and Sarah. Like, that's rocks.
I'm happy for the whole crew, you know, the group.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun wedding, bridal party.
Totally. They actually have, like, that... Like, I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow's in that crew. Jen Meyer Jewelry is in that crew. Mm-hmm. Just, like, rich blonde women.
Mm-hmm.
Happy for them.
Same. Fifth and final story. I lost count of what number story.
It's I think this is fourth.
It's just the last tab I have open.
It's fine.
Well, the third story was about Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz like going
but
together.
We already covered it.
But not being together.
Okay.
So I brought it up again.
It's fine.
But I didn't number it.
It's okay.
Fifth and final story. You know what, you guys? I think we all need this after having to talk about fashion hogwash all morning.
It's the final story. Hogwash.
Okay, do is like stop that.
He's like, shut the fuck up, you annoying motherfuckers. Okay, what's the final story?
Talentless, annoying
hacks.
Hacks with your obnoxious voices. You say like too much.
Okay, all right.
Stop singing.
You're offending me now.
Okay, the fifth and final story is that Harry Styles and Florence Pugh make out in...
Poog?
Pug?
She's a pug.
Pug, huh? Make out in Don't Worry, Darling teaser, the movie directed by Olivia Wilde that has brought this couple together while he's making out with another lady.
Yeah, it's
while
weird.
Olivia Wilde is holding the camera.
While Olivia Wilde's posting the trailer on her Instagram. Like,
yes.
It's weird, but also the scene of them making out was like very sexy, and like the Harry stands, like we're not well. Like, check on your local Harry stand, because it was just like this very erotic scene of them in the trailer. I mean, only Harry Styles can make the most boring 11-second trailer, like, worldwide news. And, you know, I have to say something, and maybe I'm showing my age here, but, like, I have no idea who Florence Pugh is.
She's from Little Women, which is obviously why you don't know her, and she dates Zach Braff.
I know that, which is weird, because, like, isn't he 1,000 years old?
Yes, and so I think when they started, she's 25, and he's definitely, like, in
can
his,
you Google his
30s.
Age?
Hold on. But she's from other stuff, too. Hold on.
I know. She just has, like, a crazy-ass fan base.
He's 46.
Wow.
But see, she's 25.
She's old enough to make her own decisions.
Her brain is fully formed.
Yeah,
do
no, that's just,
want.
Like, gross, but...
But they've been
but you have to make out with Harry Styles.
They've been together for a long time, so, like, people don't question it. And that's just, like, not something people are, like, will let you question. Okay, she was in Black Widow, Little Women, Midsommar, Lady Macbeth.
Like, no movies I've ever seen,
no,
so that's why.
She was in Fighting With My Family, which I've seen. You know, that's the one about Paige from WWE.
Oh, yeah.
And how she, like, would fight with her family in a, you know, physical wrestling
way.
Sort of way. Was she the lead? She did great in that film.
Yeah, I just, like, don't know her, but she's super pretty, and she's all over my TikTok just because, like, she has this crazy-ass fan base, especially now that she's in this movie. I'm sure, like, she's getting death threats for making out with Harry Styles, but I very much intend to see this movie. But I did see Dunkirk, and it was not good.
But I don't think that you... That wasn't about Harry for you. Like, that was about the story of Dunkirk.
No, it was about Harry.
He wasn't good? So you liked the movie?
No, the whole thing was bad. And also, like, I couldn't hear anything. It was honestly, like...
Okay, war movies are really difficult, especially those that are just, like, embroiled in battle. And, like, Dunkirk was just, like...
It was embroiled, for sure.
It was just a crazy-ass excursion. So, I mean, if you told me you were going to see Dunkirk, do I think you would like it? I would say no, even though I've never even seen it.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, I hope, like, Harry's next movie's better.
Yeah, this seems like more in line with the Harry Styles you're looking to
see. Yeah, it's honestly giving me like Betty Draper vibes. It's like this old school like 50s thing.
But it's also a thriller.
I have no idea what it's about.
Apparently it's a psychological thriller.
Oh, which, well, that sounds good.
It does sound good, but I can't watch shit like that.
Why?
Because it's just too spooky. And like there's
like
just
Shutter Island?
Shutter Island, you have to spook through.
Right. No, you have to make it through the spook.
Yeah. But don't, this movie tells the story of Alice, a 1950s housewife who was living in an experimental community with her husband, Jack. Ooh, I take it back. Ooh. Things take a turn when Alice begins to suspect that Jack and his company are hiding a secret. Okay.
But this sounds actually good.
I'm seeing this. I take it back.
You know what it sounds like? Did you ever watch Lost?
No.
Oh, what's that? They had this like community. What was it called?
Sounds like Stepford Wives.
Oh, such a good movie.
Such a good movie. I guess. All right. Well, I guess a psychological thriller I could probably do. That's like Gone Girl.
Yeah, know? I guess.
And like I like books that are thrillers. I don't like horror movies or scary movies. That
no.
I don't watch.
No.
But a thriller keeps you on the edge of your seat. But I think I'll do it.
Okay, now it's time for Dear Toasters, which I'm so excited about because had to skip last week because Jackie forced me.
Because some people felt like we had to skip it.
And some people felt like we shouldn't have, but here we are.
Here we are on the longest episode ever.
I know, like we really should move it to tomorrow because we don't have a lot to talk about tomorrow because there's no Real Housewives of New York reunion on tonight. But we made a commitment and we're doing
it. That breaks our promise of last week, which was like we didn't do it because it wasn't Tuesday.
No, it's Tuesday, we're doing it. Okay.
But do you think it's...
Dear Toasters is our advice segment, and if you ever need advice, write to deartoasters@gmail.com and we will do our best to get your quandary on air. Mm-hmm. First up, good morning, Jackie and Claudia. Much love to y'all. My sister and I are massive toasters, and we've recently gotten our mother to become a toaster too. She says with her thick southern accent, I just love to listen to them talk. Oh, that is so cute. I'm struggling with the decision and I need your help. I'm supposed to be going on a trip to Boston to visit a friend from college in a few weeks, along with a few other people. I'm usually chomping at the bit to get on a plane and travel, but there's a small issue. My ex-boyfriend, we were together for 6 years, is one of the people going. My ex and I have remained friends, even post-breakup, because we're in the same friend group. So I've sucked it up when our friends were in town, hung out with him, and tried to be as normal as possible whenever we're in the same place. He's a good guy, but he's sneaky and dishonest at times. It's why we broke up in the first place. He recently moved, and for many reasons that I don't have time to share, we did not end on good terms. I've always tried to remain positive and not badmouth him with our other friends for the sake of the group dynamic, but I'm thinking that a weekend getaway with him may be too much for me to handle. I've already committed to the trip and would love to see my friends, but this may be too much for me. I just feel like I'm always putting the group first and never thinking about my own health. And if I don't go, how the heck do I explain to the group without blatantly saying it's because of him? Sincerely, a loyal Southern toaster. That's tough. And I feel like you already know what you're going to do because you should not be putting like the sake of the group. Like we're adults. Like you have to take care of yourself. It's like the army. Every man for himself.
It reminds me of Naomi and Craig and like how she stopped like going on the trips and stuff. Like just because like I understand like this is a group cast ensemble, but I, for my own personal mental health, like can't be around my ex-boyfriend right now.
I agree.
That shouldn't be so confusing. Do what you got to do. Don't worry about like the group unless you like, and it's funny because some people would say like, I don't want to go because my boyfriend's there, but I want to go because it's going to be a good time and I don't want to like jeopardize. I don't want to, you know,
miss out
and do, like take that away from myself.
But you're going to have a terrible time.
You're worried about what they're going to think? No. No, stay home. Say like the toast said you couldn't go.
And what's worse than like spending money on a trip where you don't have fun? Like that's the most frustrating part. And you spend time away like from your family. And for me, I'm like away from Theo. And I'm like, I'm spending money to torture myself. So if you're not thinking in advance that you don't even think you're going to have fun, like you definitely should not go.
And I do feel like in 2019, 2018, like we did stuff like that. Like we went on trips we didn't want to go on. We spent money on things we didn't want to do, and now with just like a finite amount of trips and things that we're doing, like make everyone count.
Oh, that's such good advice. Okay, we have more Dear Toasters brought to you by Canva Pro. Ever since we found Canva Pro, we can do anything like a pro with any device. Honestly, you guys, we would never admit this if we weren't, you know, sponsored by Canva Pro, but for years, our business has been run on Canva Pro. Like everything we do is on Canva. It's the most amazing platform.
Everything we do is on Canva. Like we, the Redheads is completely supported by Canva.
Built on Canva.
Built by Canva.
Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. So it's super fast and fun. You can choose from thousands of templates that are easy to customize, or you can start from scratch. They have endless amounts of premium fonts, photos, videos, and so much more. And they add personality and edge to whatever you're designing. So honestly, if you have like a side business or you're an influencer and like you're just needing cool graphics, it's the perfect place if you don't have like tons of experience creating content. It's so easy. Ben introduced it to me like years ago, and honestly, our business has never been the same. Like, that's why we're successful. They also have a content planner. You'll save time planning, creating, and posting social media content too. You can pause, schedule posts, edit them at any time. And it's really just like a fabulous platform that has so many different features. And you can design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial. When you use our promo code, just go to canva.me/toast to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/toast, canva.me/toast. All right, next to your toasters. Jackie and Claudia. Not sure if it's the three glasses of wine talking or my period, but here it goes. I'm getting married to an absolute pejom in 1 month. He has a close group of friends in the city we live in, most of whom have girlfriends. Over the past 2 years, I haven't been that close to them. I don't feel like they're inclusive, but also we don't really have the same interests. I work and value my career, politics, reading, and they just want to be stay-at-home moms and talk about shopping. Anyways, I've been getting a little closer to them, but I still feel like I'm an outsider. I would like to do more things with these girls, but I don't really know how to approach them. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Love you both. Literally cried when I found out Jackie was preggy. O. Sincerely, a socially awkward FOMO toaster. I have to say one thing, and I don't think you're going to like it, but I do think it's something that you need to hear. And it's just in the way that I feel like you refer to these women. So you say you don't really know them, but like all they do is like, you know, shop and like be stay-at-home moms, which is kind of condescending, I'm just going to say. But you're like into career and politics. Like, I feel like part of the reason why you're not connecting with them is like you feel like you're better than them. And like if you do feel that way, then don't hang out with them. But if you do want to get to know them, if you come in with this attitude, like I don't think it's going to be received well by them. And I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I would say like not everyone is as they seem. I think a lot of people on the surface seem one way, and then when you take the time to get to know them are a different way. I would also say if this is a group of like four or five women, they're all different from one another. Just because you think you might not like one of them doesn't mean you wouldn't get along with all of them or some right. of them. And I think
it's not fair to loop them all
in.
I
think you are prematurely judging them a little bit. I think there's a lot of people who, yes, perhaps they talk more about like shopping and their kids because those are like fun things to talk about. Doesn't mean they don't have political opinions mm-hmm. or like interesting takes on other things or things that they're interested in that you might find interesting.
Yeah, I feel like maybe
most people aren't that one-dimensional.
Yeah.
And I think if you, it would behoove you to become friends with your husband's yeah. friends' wives. Like this sounds like, you know, they have a group that's established and you kind of want to come in a little bit. I would try and meet them like where they're at it and then take it from there. But most people are not exactly as
one thing.
Seem. Yeah.
And also I feel like maybe because you don't feel like they've been inclusive of you, you're like a little resentful and that's why you're coming up with these judgments. So I would just go in with like a fresh, clean slate. Like try not to think anything. Let them show you who they are first before you come up. And then if you don't like them, don't hang out with them. But like let them at least be given the chance to yeah. show you what they're all about.
And all of those topics like are not mutually exclusive from one another.
Right. You could like shopping and politics.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, and career. What was the other thing that
like they're stay-at-home moms and she's no, more of a career girl.
She's career, politics, and what was the other
reading,
thing?
Reading. Which is a great... By the way, stay-at-home moms love to read.
You don't know that they don't read... Like, maybe, even if there's just one reader in the group, you have friend for life, and then you guys could join the Redheads. Like,
yeah, reading it's gorgeous. It's
reading,
gorgeous.
Just like a book, like, reading is just, like, a window into a whole new world.
Yeah. And honestly, like, if you're feeling socially awkward, I think what I think will bring you peace is, like, everyone is. Like, nobody knows how to act anymore after the pandemic. So, like, if you feel weird, just know, like, so does everyone else.
Yeah. Literally everybody is socially awkward.
Yeah. All right. Here's our third and final Dear Toasters. Girls, boys, toasters, please help me. It's lengthy, but for the sake of a fellow toaster's sanity, please ride this wave with me.
Okay.
My boyfriend is so lazy. I am begging him to do any housework at this point. He stops every 5 seconds, and I have to ask him to finish the task if, and that's a huge if he even starts one. He always just says, I just sat down, which must be nice because my ass cheeks have not seen our couch since we bought it. Here's small examples. If he lets the dogs out, he won't get up to let them back in. If I do something I asked him to do after hours of waiting, he'll say, oh, big deal, it was just X. But it's another added thing to my long list of to-dos. When I talk to him, he sticks his tongue out at me and makes faces. I've asked him nicely to stop and please listen to me, but he doesn't and then laughs or sings over me. He's 30 years old. I've talked to him, I've written notes, I've yelled, I've left the mess, I begged, and it's always an excuse as to why he shouldn't do it and why I should. When I get mad about it, he turns it around on me about my attitude or my tone. He works hard at work, really shines in his career, but so do a lot of people who still clean up after themselves. We have 3 kids, 2 step and his little cousin that we raise, but they are mine in my eyes. This matters.
They're married?
No, boyfriend. But so they have two stepkids and they're raising his little cousin, but she sees them all as her kids.
Okay, okay.
And this matters because I don't want to leave my family behind because then I have no quote unquote rights. And we have three dogs. So please calculate that into my added stress. Damn. That does make a difference. I work, just started a business, and I'm an active board member in a nonprofit. I'm at the point of going insane. I'm a grown woman begging a man to clean up after himself. Lastly, I tried to hire a cleaning person before, but they would have to come every single day to keep up with the messes he leaves. I'm fucking desperate and I can't keep yelling into the void. Also, wow. Love you both. Oh my God. First of all, like when I tell you me and Ben had this fight last night. It's just like I come home, Ben works from home, and I'm out of the house for a few hours. So it's like I wake up, I clean. You know, I walk into the bathroom, Ben left his underwear, and I have to hang up the towel, and he leave the Q-tips open. So it's just little things. I go into the kitchen, he left his eggs, like a little thing. I go to the toast, I come back, and it's like it's all been undone. And there's boxes open now because he got, you know, work for Spritz. Like, and yesterday I hit a boiling point, and I guess I didn't realize like all day when I was talking to him, I was just bitching at him. Like, take the boxes out.
Yeah.
We need more garbage bags. And when he got into bed, he was like, you have been such like a bitch to me all day. And I'm like, okay, I can acknowledge that. Like, I've definitely been nasty for sure. But can you acknowledge that it's because like all I do is pick up after you and it's starting to eat away at me?
Yeah.
And he's like, but I'm so busy. And I'm like, so am I. Like, being busy doesn't mean you can't clean. And I'm not asking you to shine your shoes and scrub the floors. Just like, when you finish something, like, put it in the trash. Like, it's so basic. We literally had this argument last night, and honestly, it's still left unresolved. Like, this morning, like, we were still not talking.
We have had this argument, too. It's so...
But I feel
so...
like Zach is, like, a neat freak, no?
No, that's a common misconception. Mm.
Actually, no, you're right. When we travel together, he's not a clean freak.
No, and he's
not... He doesn't clean anything.
He's not a helper.
No, he's not.
He's not a raise my hand.
Oh, shit. You want me to do the dishes? I got this. No.
And if I ask him to do the dishes, he says yes. And then 2 hours later, I come out. They're still not done. He will do the dishes between now and the time he dies. No.
Literally. And when I say, like, can you take the trash out? I mean now.
No,
like,
or I have to say, can you please do the dishes in the next hour? That way, the next time I come out here, like, they aren't, like, you have to put parameters. But honestly, and I find it so infuriating. And we've had some... I've hit a fever pitch at some points where it's like, you know what it is? It's fucking, it's insulting and it's disrespectful.
That's what I say.
Are you leaving this
no,
for?
No, that's exact. I literally say, first of all, you're disrespecting our home and you're disrespecting me because you're obviously not going to pick up your socks that you leave. Assuming that it's going to be me. And honestly, it offends me.
It's offensive. It's so offensive and it's disrespectful. And so I'm saying, like, I understand this feeling. Yet, what you've described is so much worse.
I agree. Like, the way he's reacting to this, sticking out his tongue like a child. Like, when before you said that you guys had, like, a family together, I was like, girl, leave this grown-ass baby alone.
That's why I needed to clarify, because I thought she had said boyfriend, but it's obviously you guys are
much partners, they're a family.
Partners in life.
So if she leaves...
This isn't, like, a six-month relationship.
They're her stepkids, so they're his biological kids, and then the third child is a cousin of his that they're raising, so she would have no rights.
A breaking up of a family, like, and you don't do that just because your boyfriend didn't, you know, take the dogs back.
So we have to make this work.
We do have to make this work.
It's in the communication.
It's in the communication, but no, like you seem like you've tried every avenue and like now you're coming to us. And I think you touched on something. One, that he's very successful in his career, which is good. Like he's doing something.
Yeah.
And two, that you've tried a cleaning lady, man or lady, but that person would have to come every single day.
It's not sustainable.
He should be, if he doesn't want to do his share,
yeah,
he should be paying for a housekeeper every single day.
I think that's a great compromise.
And you should tell him that, and you should say, like, this will alleviate so much of the things that are coming between us, and we should try it.
No, but I know what she's saying. Like, even if you have a housekeeper come every day, like, your husband gets home from work and he shits up the place. Like, it's such a character flaw. And honestly, even though I think, like, a housekeeper would make a big difference, we're adults and like we have to learn how to clean up after ourselves. And I don't think that like this Band-Aid is gonna.
I know. I just like
it's a character flaw.
I like hate to like give the false hope that like people can change. And you sometimes just have to like
meet them
where they are in their immaturity and like messiness.
I do think people can change in this sense because it's not great now with Ben. But from when I first met him, it is leaps and bounds better. Like, he wouldn't even put the clothes in the hamper, like just leave them on the floor. And I'm like, come on, this is not a barn.
That's true.
So he is still not perfect, But he has made enormous strides. Like, I would be remiss, devastated, and heartbroken if I didn't at least acknowledge how much of a difference. Like, he used to really, like, not even know how to fold a shirt. And watching him was, like, actually, I wanted to gouge my eyes out. Now, is it a great shirt fold? No. But he knows how to do it. So.
Okay. Okay, there's hope.
Improvement can be made. But this guy, it's not even so much his cleaning that's the problem. It's like his attitude.
Personality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then maybe you need to find things. What is he ever, what are his gripes with you? What are things that he asks you to do? Like, you hold out on those things until he does the things that you need him to do. Or if the couch is like his favorite place and that's where he mostly hangs out, you don't really hang out there. Like, everything that he leaves on the floor and around the house.
I love doing that.
Put it on the couch.
I love doing
dirty
that.
Dirty pan on the couch. You just like, you can't care about the couch.
Right, like ketchup filled plate. I just want to say,
I've never done that.
Oh no, I don't do it with stuff. I do it like, if there's so much clothing on the floor, I put all of it on Ben's pillow. Like, like, yeah, no, then he'll notice. Like, yeah, finally.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, but really quickly. There's also one thing.
Here's the thing. Put the dirty pan on his pillow.
Yeah, no, by the somewhere that they can't ignore. Like, sometimes I've actually put, like, Ben's sneakers, like, on his pillow. Just, like, so it's in his face. But also, there might be one other thing at play here. Like, she said he's successful in his job. Like, he just might be, like, a chauvinist who thinks that, like, a woman cleans if he earns a living. So, like, I just need more information. Like, do you work? Like, is that the arrangement he thinks he's in?
Interesting.
And that's why he's blowing you off? He's like, please, she, like, I went to work today, you clean the house.
I feel like she would have said that.
Yeah.
So I feel like no.
I feel like no also. But it's just, it's worth throwing out there.
Yeah. No,
Honestly, this is something I would write into a podcast about. Like, I'm struggling with this.
I think solution is pan on pillow. 100%. But then, like, you have to sleep next to that smelly pan.
I know.
Again, you're tortured.
No, and it's like my happiness constantly being sacrificed.
Fuck you guys. I'm sure this is like a very universal issue. Please share, like, in the comments or whatever, what your advice is here.
Yeah, and or what the most annoying thing your boyfriend or partner does. Because for me, like, Ben, because he walks Theo, he wears the Crocs and he leaves the Crocs out in the hallway. Mm. And it's just like such a stain. Like, our neighbors, what they must think of us, Crocs. Like,
yeah.
Ben uses our hallway like a storage.
Is it because it's Crocs or because they're in the hallway?
It's both. The Crocs are embarrassing. And not only are they Crocs, they're furry on the inside and tie-dye rainbow on the outside, okay? But also, Ben leaves his golf clubs out there. He leaves Theo's leash out there. Yeah, he leaves boxes out there. It's a storage unit.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
That is bad.
So that's like my personal vendetta, like pet peeve of what Ben does.
I might have the solution. My personal thing has always been like Zach's eggy pan.
Oh my God, the like, eggy pan. I don't know
if he thinks sometimes you have to leave a dish in the sink to let it soak in the soap.
Oh, by the way, do not tell them that because that Ben will literally put a fork and be like, it's soaking.
He leaves it on the stove. So obviously, yeah. Like, sometimes you do have to do, like, I don't know if he's airing it
out. But they
out
use that
there,
excuse.
But it's
the soaking.
Literally, like, left there for me. It's so offensive. But ever since I've been pregnant, you guys know I can't stand the kitchen smell. I can't be in the kitchen. I can't even do my own dishes because I need to get in and out of the kitchen as soon as possible. And so in exchange for carrying his child, he has to do all of my dishes, and he's been doing them.
That's the solution. Go off birth control. Like, that is the solution.
Mm-hmm. And then you can just, like, and I, this is a real thing for me. Like, and it's annoying. Like, I have to leave a big mess, and then I have to, you know, I can't just, like, I guess I could. Like,
no, but you know what's so frustrating?
But, like, it really grosses me out. So he has taken that up for me. And that's why this hasn't been an issue for a few months.
Okay, but see, the thing is, and I think this is what I fear. It's like, okay, so let's say I get Ben to do all the chores. Like, he does them so poorly. Like, I might as well just do them myself. Like,
I agree with
so
you.
So it bothers me. Like, he makes the bed, and you, Jackie, you would die. Like, lumps everywhere. So I'll just fucking do it myself.
I don't even know what it looks like for Zach to make the bed. Like,
oh,
what
yeah.
his made bed looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, no, I feel that. But, like, Ben is just not even good at the chores. So it's like, okay, yeah, I want you to do it out of respect, but, like, honestly, like, you do it so badly, like,
yeah,
I'll just
do like,
it.
Yeah, but, like, putting a dish in the dishwasher is not...
That's true.
That's hard. But he then puts the dirty knife back into the knife
Oh, Ben
stand.
Loves to do that. If
no,
he cuts,
no, I'm talking about Ben.
Yeah, if he cuts, like, bread or something
My
that's not wet.
My husband doesn't use knives.
Yeah, right? Just his hands.
He just uses his Postmates.
Yeah, he just uses his fingers to order Postmates. No, if Ben cuts something and it's not, like, super wet...
Because Ben's a chef, if it's not super wet.
Like, if it's bread, he'll put the knife back in the cutting thing. Honestly, if it's, like, butter, he'll just, like, wipe it off. But if it's, like, you know, something really, like...
Like a tomato.
Yeah, no, that goes in the sink.
Yeah, but, like, you're not supposed to wash your knives, but you are just supposed to...
You're not?
No, you're not supposed to put them in the dishwasher. Wow. It's bad for the knife.
That's news to me.
Bad for... Right, so he's, like... But you should run it under the sink and then wipe it with a towel.
Whatever. All I'm saying is that this is a universal problem. And if you guys could just like let us know what your solutions are, like, because we're both in need of help.
We all are in need of help,
literally. So that was Dear Toasters. Again, if you ever want to write in, it's deartoasters@gmail.com. And if you have an update for us and we've read one of your queries on air recently and you want to let us know how it went, also write us, deartoasters@gmail.com. We would love to hear you. And that is our show, the longest show ever.
Ever.
I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you have an amazing day. And thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us, The Morning Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. If you made it here, congratulations. You are part of the Society Season 2. And to let us know that
egg,
you made it.
Egg in the pan emoji.
Use the egg or the pan emoji on our most recent Instagram to let us know that you are part of the Society. Have an amazing day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.